This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good to meet everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing Siman Nun Gimel. Let's see again, Mechaber Sif Beis. Ein loymar yishtabach, elam kein amar, baruch sha'amar, uktsas psukat zimra. You do not say yishtabach unless you said baruch sha'amar and part of psukat zimra. The Mishnah Berurah said that's whether it's a shliach tzibur or anybody else. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because I'm just reviewing outside, yishtabach is a bracha achroina after psukat zimra. And it does not begin with a baruch because it's smucha lebrachas baruch sha'amar. Therefore, you cannot say it without baruch sha'amar. Cannot say yishtabach without baruch sha'amar. Not like people who make a mistake that they start with yishtabach, because by saying yishtabach without baruch sha'amar, it's a baruch sha'amar. It's a baruch levatala. Now, the question we dealt with last time is, why is yishtabach considered baruch levatala if you did not say baruch sha'amar? The Dershu says the reason why it's a bracha levatala is because you did not say psukat dezimra, like the Prima Gadim says, but not because you didn't say baruch sha'amar. Because if you look in the Ber Halacha says b'diavad, someone who for whatever reason skipped baruch sha'amar and he remembered after he already said psukat dezimra and he can't make baruch sha'amar anymore because it's baruch sha'amar is only before psukat dezimra. He should still say yishtabach. So the reason why it's a bracha levatala is not because he didn't say baruch sha'amar. It's because he didn't say psukei dezimra. So if you did say psukei dezimra, it would not be a bracha levatala. Okay, amar baruch sha'amar. Unless he said baruch sha'amar. Al kein avel a yard side. So this avel, or this yard side, he's going to have to get up to the bima, he's going to have to get up to the amud for yishtabach. Why? Why can't he start with baruch? Ki also lahafsik ben yishtabach lekadosh. Can't be mafsik between yishtabach and kadosh. I mean, he can't get up in between, after yishtabach. So he's going to have to get up for yishtabach. Yiru al, in other words, an eitzah would be, so let the guy skip baruch sha'amar and yishtabach, and he'll just start with baruchu. No, that's not an eitzah, because he can't be mafsik. You can't have one guy step down by yishtabach and another guy get up for kaddish. You can't have an interruption in between. Yiru al kapanim lemer mitchil atzam baruch sha'amar v'ashri. He should at least say baruch sha'amar and ashri. V'chein hachazin b'shabes shehesacher lavayad karav levarchu. Likewise, a chazan Shabbos who delays coming, yira al kapanim lemer mitchil atzam baruch sha'amar v'ashri v'nishmas v'chanal b'simen nun beis v'mishne bruah siv katan hey. Siv gimel. Ein levarich al atifas tzitzis b'im suke dezimra liyishtabach. Do not make a bracha on wrapping the tzitzis between psukat zimra and yishtabach. Ela bein yishtabach liyotzer. Says the Mishmar in Levarech, you should not make the bracha on the atifas tzitzis between psukat zimra and yishtabach. Afilu imloi hoyoloi talis arata. Even if he did not have a talis until now. V'yavshu bein aprakim. Mikamakam kivin shabracha kaya psukat zimra. Since the bracha of baruch sha'amar yishtabach is going on psukat zimra, in roi shei hefsik beinam lebein bracha achroina ditu, there should not be a hefsik between psukat zimra and the bracha achroina. The habracha ru'uya liyos samach lahamitzvah. In other words, you cannot make a bracha on the talis in middle of psukat zimra. The habracha ru'uya liyos samach lahamitzvah avo mikoydem lezeh b'psukat zimra. So in other words, between the end of Psukei Dezimra and Yishtabach, you can't make a bracha on a talis. You hear this? You can't be mavsik between Oz Yashir and Yishtabach, because Yishtabach has to go on Psukei Dezimra. But you could, Mishnah Berurah is saying, you could, let's say, between Ashri and Haleluka, you could stop and be mavsik and make a bracha. Da akapanim bein aprakim yaniach atas yivarach, umakoshkein le'inyin tefillin, demotil varach aleim bein aprakim. V'fradim hu barabim umespayesh Leishev b'li talus u'tfilin, especially if you're in public and you're embarrassed to be sitting without talus and tefillin. Now, I don't understand what embarrassed to be sitting without talus and tefillin has to do with making a bracha. So put it on. Don't make a bracha. You're embarrassed, so put it on. But why does that allow you to make the bracha? But the bottom line is the Mishnah Berurah is saying that you're allowed to make a bracha on talus and tefillin in Pesukei Zimra bein haprakim. But you can't do it between Yishtabach and the end of Pesukei Zimra. I would also add, you can't do it between Baruch Sha'amar and the beginning of Pesukei Zimra. The same way that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't spell out. But you can't, the same way Yishtabach is going on Pesukei Zimra, so is Baruch Sha'amar. But in Bein HaPrakim, you could. What do you want to say? I don't know. You're ready. You say Pesukei Zimra. So now what? You're adding. You're saying it again. It's. I don't know if it's like a fake out. It's harama. I don't know. I don't know. Let's say a guy who says Tehillim. Is he allowed to say Tehillim at the end of Pesukei Zimra? Okay, so you should not make a bracha on atifas tzitzis between Pesukei Zimra and Yishtabach. Says Mishrov, v'adin l'inyan tefillin. You should not make, says Aliyah Rabba, but you could do it between Yishtabach and Yoitzer. Says Mishrov, v'ein Yishtabach li'yoitzer. Kol zeh hu davka im lo ha'yaloi mikadim. All of this is davka if you did not have before. D'ilav hachi gam zeh asar. Because otherwise, even then it's aser. Meaning, if you had tefillin, you can say, well, you know, you're allowed to talk, letzarchei rabim now, so I'll put on my talus and tefillin between Yishtabach and Yotzer, otherwise it's aser. V'zeh shetzin ramah ba'ayin lekaman. That's what the ramah says, ba'ayin lekaman simen nun dalet, that you're only allowed to do this if you didn't have before. But don't rely on this, because, you know, you didn't want to put on... So the question is, why can't I? Why are you not allowed to make the bracha after Yishtabach? You're allowed to talk then, letzarchei rabim, so this is a mitzvah. Rav Moshe writes, the Dershu quotes, Archaim Chilak Dal Tzim Zayin, it's a knas. If you intentionally scheduled your talus and tefillin because, you know, you had to come in, guy comes with this big coffee to the shul, right? 64 ounces. You could almost do tefillas kelim in his coffee, you know? They have almost 40 sah. The guy's sipping the coffee while everyone else is down, he's sipping the coffee, and then he's scheduled his talus and tefillin. No, pal. And while we're at it, leave your coffee outside. Drink your coffee at home. You know, the minhag Yerushalayim is to hold the lulav and esrog, not to hold a 64-ounce cup. Fine. Drink? You mean you made a bracha before? I don't think so. No, you made a bracha, Baruch Sha'amar. It's going on the Pesukei de Zimra. L'chayr, it's a hefsek. Stam, it's not nice. Why is the guy drinking? Yeah, no. I mean, if he's a part-time camel, we'll let him do it. But if he's a human being, and he has his father's a Adam, his father is human, his mother is human, then he should not be drinking. If he's going to die, if it's a sakanas nefashos, he could do it. I can't hear. What? I don't know. Look, one second. Oh, look, sometimes I have, it's not always easy to find the Baal Koyre, right? So, it's not always easy. So sometimes the guy, the Baal Koyre, comes in with his water bottle. I can't take it. I don't, at first I told him, you have to make Kiddush. It's Shabbos. You can't drink. You ready to daven Shachris, right? You can't drink water before Kiddush. Before Havdalah, you could drink Me'ikar Hadin, but not before Kiddush. No, so I wasn't winning that one. But it's not, I mean, all beverages should in the back section. The bar could be in the back, and people could have their beverages over there. But, okay. Weiter. The Ramah continues. Hago, miu hasher tzibur, im loy hoyo loy talas tchila, yisatef betzitzis koidem shiaschel yishtabach, kedei shiomra kadish miyad achar yishtabach, v'lo yafsik. So like this, the Shliach Tzibur, let's say he didn't have a talis before he got up there. So when should he put on the talis? After Yishtabach? But then there's going to be hefsek between Yishtabach and Kaddish. Before Yishtabach? That's also a problem because it's a hefsek between Pesukah de Zimra and Yishtabach. So to that, the Mishnah Berurah says, Miu HaShliach Tzibur, Degnaihu L'Tzibur L'Hamtin Olav Bein Yishtabach L'Kaddish. It's a gnai for the tzibur to wait for him between Yishtabach and Kaddish. And v'gam ha-Kaddish kol yal Yishtabach. So there are two things. It's a gnai for the tzibur to wait. You can't make the tzibur wait. V'gam ha-Kaddish kol yal Yishtabach. Kaddish is also going on Yishtabach. Al kin yisatev tekef betalas. Put on the talas right away. V'adin betfilin v'yivarech. Aye, what do you mean? But it's a hefsek. Yeah, what do you do about that? What do you do about the fact that it's a hefsek between Pesukah de Zimra and Yishtabach? It sounds like, you know, you pick the lesser of two evils. Achem lo heviu lo yatalas ala achar shegamar Yishtabach. However, if they did not bring the talas until after he finished Yishtabach, koidim shemar kadosh, yachal haniach sham ulevarech. He could put it on then and make a bracha. V'hakol yamtinu. Why? Ho v'yavsher b'lav ha'chi chamash yisrael. Come on, b'soif simenu dad. B'haga ayin sham. Now, the dirshu brings, someone who's mafsik l'dvar mitzvah between Yishtabach and Yoytzer. The Ramah says, when the Shliach Tzibur continues to daven, he should say part of Psukei de Zimra in order to say Kaddish. Okay, there is a halacha brought, Siman Nun Dalet Siv Gimel, that if let's say the Shliach Tzibur already said Yishtabach, and now they're waiting for a minion or something, and they waited 10 minutes, he should say, Asha Yoshev Esechad Yaluch Asal Hashem Shkachalai, and then he should say Kaddish. But here, it's only a small wait, then the Mishnah Berurah does not give that Eitzah. So going back to Rabbi Yeager's question, What was your question again? Why don't you?
My question is, if you already finished Shir Sayyam, then it can't be a mafsik between that and Yishtabach, which is how you're finished. So why can't you point to Berlin and say another parak and say a mafsik?
Okay. So regarding that, I think there is a distinction. Kaddish has to go on Psukim. So even though I said Psukim before, but I'll say Psukim now, so I'll be able to say Kaddish. But the bracha of Yishtabach is going on the mitzvah of Psukei de Zimra. Once I already said, and I was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Psukei de Zimra, l'chayra, it's not going to help just to say, again, more Psukim. I can't make a bracha on that. I was already Mekayim, l'chayra, the mitzvah of Psukei de Zimra. Okay. We're going to hold it over here, okay? Sorry. Let's hold it here. Let's try tomorrow for the same time.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.